WJTL bringing you Shane and Shane with Creed. Good morning at 7:20.
Weather-wise, going to be mostly sunny today. Windy and cold. High of 29. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy. Low of 21. And Winning Wednesday looking mostly sunny with a high of 28. Check out any of our delays and cancellations on our Storm Crew button at WJTL.com. It's 19 degrees.
Our very special guest today, Amy Thurston, with us. She's the co-founder and CEO of Hope Inspire Love. Good morning again, Amy.
Good morning, Fred. So glad to be with you guys. Oh. You guys are getting me awake.
Yeah, we love having you here. Thank you for braving the cold.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out to talk about Hope Inspire Love. Tell us what you're doing.
Sure. Honored and privileged. We are been in this ministry and nonprofit for 7 years, going into the eighth year.
Wow.
With Hope Inspire Love. And so we are a community impact, faith-aligned nonprofit, providing services for survivors and those that have been exploited of human trafficking. And so we are doing that in through our four programs of prevention education, trauma-informed mentorship, outreach and awareness, and our social enterprise.
So for those who have experienced being trafficked and being a part of that world, what are you doing with them as far as helping them heal?
Yeah, I love it. What we love and are honored to do, nothing that we do is court ordered or mandated. We want to meet survivors right where they are. And oftentimes survivors do not self-identify. They don't even realize what they've walked through and gone through. And so sometimes it's us sitting with them because they're referred to our agency for services. And we are here to just meet them where they are. And so with that, we do our trauma-informed mentorship. And I think that is something that's so powerful, because how many of us have people in our lives, you know, you have our doctors, you know, if you're seeing a therapist, you have to pay them, right? To either tell you what's wrong with you or spend time with you to figure out your problems.
Right.
And what we have seen with mentorship, one-on-one mentorship with people that are navigating life, we all need mentors. But if we had to pay somebody to be our friend or our mentor, it takes away the value and the respect. And so we are walking with survivors one-on-one, and they're matched with a mentor that literally has been trained and screened to meet them where they are and make sure that they can walk with them in that journey for a minimum of 1 year.
Okay.
1 year. So think about that long term and trust. It takes us forever to trust, especially when we've walked through something, but then the ability to then walk with somebody longer and then choose that on my own, not somebody telling me I have to do that.
Right. So how does somebody become a mentor? How does somebody become a part of Hope Inspire Love and help do that?
Yeah. Well, the beautiful thing is we're always looking for more mentors because the need continues to rise, and we want to have so many different varieties of individuals that have walked through life. And somebody said to me one time, well, I've not walk through that. And I said, but we've all walked through trauma.
Right.
We've all walked through things that are difficult and hard. And if you can just be and sit and help people focus on the future, not the past, even the opportunity that I am the co-founder, I still mentor. I never want to lose the heart and vision of why we do what we do,
right,
and seeing the lives that have been transformed. So we encourage people, go to our website. It says, get involved. You can fill out an application to be a volunteer. And then the next step would then say, once you learn about the organization, what would mentorship look like for you in your life? And how does your family want to be a part of this? How do you want to take that next step? Because it is a year commitment. We don't make it easy on purpose, because who wants somebody to fail on them? And we can all think of somebody that's failed us. So one of the things we've been doing is our trauma art class for the community and for the survivors that we work with. And that art class is all about the art of kintsugi and brokenness and how God restores the broken, because we've all walked through it. And so what we've seen is bringing people in our community into a healing space with our trauma artists, walking through that. If we have healthy and whole people in our community, we've got amazing mentors.
Yeah.
And so that's what we want to do, is one, help see our community healed, but also see survivors healed. And so that's the beauty of what we get to do through the trauma-informed mentorship and our trauma art classes.
Beyond that, how about job training for those who have been impacted?
Yes. So often, so many of those that we work with are trying to get back on their feet. They had that gap of their resume where there's nothing on there, where that was during the season of where they were trafficked, and you want to protect them and their dignity and their respect, or they don't know how to work with somebody of the opposite sex yet, or they've been literally in this stage of they can't look at me in the eye because of their fear. And we want to teach them healthy men, God-fearing men that love Jesus, but also respect them. And so creating a community where they can come in and work and get that sustainability and finances and learning how to balance their checkbook. Okay, maybe most people don't use checkbooks anymore. Balance their account, right?
Right.
But helping them get back on their feet, and then the dignity of seeing the product in the community. So right now we're doing coffee, we're doing clothing, we're partnering with other survivors that make jewelry and candles and giving that life back. And also when people purchase it, they're purchasing with purpose.
Yeah.
And then it's helping us spread the message and awareness, but that survivor seeing that message that maybe they said on a shirt. And that's making them go, hey, I'm seen and known by my name, not by what I've come from.
Wow. So beyond mentoring, beyond maybe giving job opportunities, what can our listeners do? How can we pray for you?
Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking for connections with churches, partnerships, our community to volunteer. We have opportunities. And I feel that a lot of times people say, this is a little icky. It's a little dark. I don't know what to do, or I wouldn't know how to approach somebody that's walked through this. So I always say there's always different levels of ways that you can volunteer. Maybe it's your time coming into our office and helping with organization and administration, or literally walking alongside a survivor or helping us in the community when we do pop-up events or our training. Maybe you're an educator and you'd like to come in and learn more and help us train our communities, which is a great resource. But you could even just purchase something from the survivors that we get to work with in our shop. And that way you're giving back to that individual and helping our programs continue to sustain right here.
Here's opportunities for you to get involved. HopeInspireLove.org is the place to go, whether you want to be a mentor, whether you want to financially help, whether you want to pray, or if you just want to get more information about how you can be further involved, that's the place to go, HopeInspireLove.org. Or if you'd like to have Amy or any of her team come out and talk about human trafficking and what Hope Inspire Love is doing in the community, that's a place where they can do that too,
yes,
right, Amy?
Yes, we'd love that. Please reach out. We're always here. We want to be a resource for our community. That's our passion and our heart, and we can all do something. Everything is available to do something online to resources, but we can do tangible next steps by just taking that step and saying, what can I do to learn more? And then how can I get involved?
Awesome. Amy, great having you here.
Thank you.
We
love
appreciate
being with you guys.
Yeah, we love being with you too. Check it out online, hopeinspireLove.org. Elevation Worship, back to the music. This is Sia Victory on WJTL. Hi, good morning.